The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has completed its fiscal 19-20 single audit for the state of Wisconsin. This audit was released as report number 21-6 on March 31st, 2021. The following is the report summary. As a condition of receiving federal funds, state agencies must meet the audit requirements of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, Uniform Administrative Requirements, Cost Principles, and Audit Requirements for Federal Awards, which is also known as Uniform Guidance, and the Single Audit Act of 1984 as amended. The Single Audit Act requires there to be one comprehensive audit of federal programs. This single audit also incorporates our annual audit of the state's financial statements. These financial statements were included in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report issued by the Department of Administration, or DOA. In fiscal year 2020, state agencies administered $16.6 billion in federal financial assistance, including $3.4 billion related to the public health emergency, and that was separately identified in the state's Schedule of Expenditure of Federal Awards, or the CEFA. Our audit focused on 22 federal programs that accounted for 77% of the federal financial assistance administered by state agencies in fiscal year 2020. We found that state agencies generally complied with federal requirements, and we provided an unmodified opinion on federal compliance for 20 of the federal programs we reviewed. We qualified our opinion on compliance for certain requirements related to the food distribution cluster and the child nutrition cluster. We made 22 recommendations to improve the administration of federal programs and to address the internal control deficiencies we identified related to financial reporting. We also identified $1.6 million of questioned costs that state agencies charged inappropriately to federal funds. The federal government will work with state agencies to resolve the concerns we identified. State agencies administered $16.6 billion in federal funds during fiscal year 2020. Wisconsin state agencies administered $16.6 billion in federal financial assistance, including $15.3 billion in cash assistance, $1.2 billion in non-cash assistance, and $161.8 million in outstanding loan balances. Seven agencies administered 97.5% of the federal expenditures during fiscal year 2020. These included DOA, the Department of Children and Families, or DCF, the Department of Health Services, or DHS, the Department of Public Instruction, or DPI, the Department of Transportation, or DOT, the Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, and the University of Wisconsin System, or UW System. State agencies reported $3.4 billion in federal expenditures related to the public health emergency during fiscal year 2020. The state was required to separately identify the federal funding it expended related to the public health emergency, including funding provided under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. In its CEFA, the state reported that it spent $3.4 billion, largely through seven programs or clusters. The largest portion of these expenditures was $2.4 billion for the unemployment insurance program. These federal expenditures also included spending through two new programs, the Coronavirus Relief Fund, or CRF, and the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund, or HERF. CRF funding was administered by DOA, and expenditures were incurred by 29 state agencies. All UW institutions expended funding under HERF during fiscal year 2020. We qualified our opinion on compliance related to requirements for two federal clusters. An auditor provides a qualified opinion on compliance when the internal control and compliance concerns are material in relation to a specific compliance area tested for a federal program or cluster. We qualified our opinion on compliance related to physical inventory requirements for the food distribution cluster at DHS. Specifically, we found DHS did not ensure that an annual physical inventory of food commodities donated from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, was performed. We also qualified our opinion on compliance related to physical inventory requirements for the child nutrition cluster at DPI. Specifically, we found DPI did not ensure that an annual physical inventory of USDA-donated food commodities was performed. We made 22 recommendations to state agencies and questioned $1.6 million in expenditures charged to federal programs. We made 17 recommendations to improve the administration of federal programs and 5 recommendations related to internal controls over financial reporting. The recommendations pertain to 22 findings, and we consider 4 of the findings to be material weaknesses and 15 to be significant deficiencies. We also identified $1.6 million of questioned costs that state agencies charged inappropriately to federal funds. These questioned costs relate to the CRF, the Medical Assistance Program, HRF, Foster Care Title 4E, and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Finally, we followed up on the progress of state agencies to address 25 recommendations we made in our fiscal year 2019 single audit report, which we published as Report 20-3. The federal government will work with state agencies to resolve the new and continuing concerns we identified. To view this and other publications from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, or mismanagement in state government, including at UW system or UW institutions, contact us at 1-877-FRAUD-17.